TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
They said that you were wasting your time. They said it would never get you anywhere. But this holiday season, your selfie obsession might win you $25,000. That's right. All you have to do is go to a participating Cricut wireless location, smile, snap a selfie with the Cricut character poster, and post it on Instagram or Twitter using the STSA hashtag shown on the poster. That's STSA, as in something to smile about. Come on, you know that nobody is more ready to win this than you are. You already spend your days taking kissy face selfies and gym selfies, and here I am eating pepperoni pizza selfies. Now show us your Cricut selfie. Plus, by entering, you'll also have a chance to win cool weekly prizes like a Cricut Alcatel phone with 3 month service and a $100 gift card. So smile, snap a photo, and you could win $25,000. Have the best holiday selfie ever. Cricut Wireless, something to smile about.
No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes valid at participating Cricut stores only. For official rules and a list of participating locations, visit stsasweepstakes.com.
From spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bears are back practicing at Hallows Hall today ahead of Sunday's matchup with the Broncos at Soldier Field. Quarterback Jay Cutler had his best game of the season against the Rams on Sunday. Kyle Long says Cutler's improved play is not lost on his teammates.
Jay's been, in my book, Jay's been lights out since I've been here. People haven't been able to recognize that because guys around him haven't been held accountable or held themselves accountable. But this year, you get to see Jay shine in his true role as a leader and a quarterback and a captain of this team. And we all love it. We're all behind him, and we've all been behind him.
Eddie Royal and Pernell McPhee were held out of practice again today. Alshon Jeffery, Antrell Roll, Ronis Grassu, and Matt Forte were limited. The Cubs are looking to add NL Cy Young Award winner to their collection of postseason awards for 2015. The NL Cy Young will be awarded tonight around 5:45. Jake Arrieta has a good shot at it. Meanwhile, NL Manager of the Year Joe Maddon says he's ready to get started on the offseason, telling Spiegel and Goff today that he'll do whatever he has to do to help the Cubs recruit free agents. Both the Bulls and Blackhawks are in action on the road tonight as the annual circus trip gets underway. Hawks will face the Connor McDavid-less Oilers in Edmonton. Puck drops on that one at 8:30. The Bulls, meanwhile, face the Suns in Phoenix. Not looking good for Derrick Rose tonight thanks to that ankle injury. If Rose can't go, Coach Fred Hoiberg says Kirk Heinrich is likely to get the start in his place. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rose and Hyundai, Algonquin Model's year-end sales event going on now. Enjoy, Tuesday, join CBS Chicago in a day of giving. Help victims of home fires and other disasters in your neighborhood or wherever it's needed most. Donate to the Red Cross Disaster Relief and show your support. CBS Chicago cares. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Radio's home for Cubs baseball.
And this hour is brought to you by Muller Honda in Highland Park.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Editor of ChicagoFootball.com.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
Columnist for Shaw Media and the Chicago Sun-Times.
This is a different Jay Cutler than what I think we've seen the first 6 years here.
Taking your calls on the Bears and the NFL.
Bad Hub, Jonathan, you're on the Score.
Hey, Hub, how's it going? What do you think about Kyle Orton possibly being offensive coordinator? Because he was such a great game manager.
Kyle Orton's an amazing offensive coordinator.
Markish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And this segment with Hub is brought to you by Ed Napleton Elmhurst at the Rakia. Ed Napleton, second to none since 1931.
At Hub Arkish on Twitter. He runs at Shy Football, ChicagoFootball.com, and the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. Hub, are you ready?
I am ready.
Here's Frank at Oak Park on the Score.
Hub, there's only one undefeated team left in the NFC, and that team's quarterback, Cam Newton, is a throwback. In many ways, he's the kind of QB the late Al Davis with Jamarcus Russell would have become. Fast of foot, able to run the ball, escape pass rushers, and blessed with a kind of deep arm that lets him implement those Curtis LeMay-style game plans Davis favored. But despite Newton's ability to actually win a playoff game, placing him above 90% of his brethren drafted in the last decade, by the traditional measure of QB rating, he comes in behind such modern immortals as Alex Smith and Kirk Cousins. Hub, the front office people you talked to had doubts about Newton's character coming out of college. Today, assuming a relatively equal supporting cast, do they view him as incapable of beating a Palmer or a Brady in a playoff or a Super Bowl?
Wow.
Best.
I hate to do this, but I got to. Jamarcus Russell never would have passed for fleet of foot. Other than that, I get the analogy there, but he was tipping him at about three bills when Al drafted him. So, certainly had the arm. I get where you're going with Cam Newton. You know, it's funny, you ask about the whole character thing because it was a concern. As near as I can tell, it has not been an issue over, what is it, five seasons now in Carolina. And yet, just this past weekend, you have the dab dancing and the controversy and whatever. I think the better point is that he is not a good NFL passer. He is an outstanding running quarterback. The reason that people are throwing MVP candidate around is because of what he's done with his legs, not what he's done with his arms. And I think that they will probably not be favored in many playoff games because of the lack of weapons he has around him more than necessarily the kind of quarterback he is. The defense is excellent. Obviously, Chico knows what he's doing coaching that football team. But even now at 9-0, I'll bet you if they played the Cardinals tomorrow, possibly even in Carolina at 7-2, that Arizona would be the favorite. So we just have to see. Unfortunately, the kid, he's passed a lot of tests, but because he is not a good passer, because he does not complete a high enough percentage, because he still will make some awful throws once in a while, there are still doubts.
Southside, this is Mike on the Score with Hub.
Hey, Hub, thanks for taking my call, and Terry and Dan as well. So I have a question about the competitive advantage. I'm seeing a lot of in the NFL regarding sideline video or the tablets on the field. I'm seeing a lot more of that. Used to be still photography back in the day that they had. Now the tablets. Where's the line being drawn with actually being able to see plays that are being, you know, live plays or whatever with respect to technology and the tablets?
Good question.
Thanks. It's good, yeah. Very good question.
You know, it's a great question because they just instituted the use of the tablets. Was it last year or this year? I think it was last year. And I assume the whole point is to be able to look at live replay of your own coach's tape is probably what they're feeding. And so I'm not sure, you know, where the line is drawn. The teams have always filmed the other team on the field during the game. The tablet just gives you the ability to play it back instantly on the sideline. That's never been an issue. What was issue with the Patriots is that they were taping the other team's sidelines. They were taping coaches, signals, you know, things like that, and that remains illegal. So I don't think it's terribly gray. I mean, you can look at what you can look at relative to the action on the field on the sidelines with the tablets, but you still can't, you know, tape or look at anything that's going on the sidelines.
The classic Hub this year was Aaron Rodgers. After that, when Randall Cobb was wide open in the end zone, I'm sure that's what he saw, because the next thing you saw was him throwing the pad. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you know, he saw him, and he was breaking open for whatever reason. I forget, there was somebody too close to him or whatever he said, but when he looked at it, when he looked at that tablet, it was like, oh, you got to be kidding me, and just, you know, threw it.
Just,
so, I mean, great. I love the idea of the tablet already just because of that.
Well, but, yeah, and it does, you know, give an extra advantage, I would think. But it's to everybody. It's balanced. It's not like one side gets a better advantage than the other.
And don't forget, the other reason they do it is to have another advertising partner able to sell more tablets. It's inventory in this case, too. Oak Forest, Brian, you're on the score with Hub.
Hey, Hub. For some reason, I can't explain why I'm a Miami Dolphins fan, and it's painful most days, but I'm watching this team play, and they really don't seem to be getting a whole lot better. There's one step forward, two steps back. And so my question was, what do you think about the Dolphins' progress? Have they improved over the last year or two? And second part of that about Ryan Tannehill. Now, he's been in this league long enough. They should be taking that next step forward to be able to put this team on his shoulders and take over a game when needed late in the fourth quarter, and I have yet to see that either. So do you think either the Dolphins or Ryan Tannehill are making any progress, or is this thing about to get blown up? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no, I think they've made progress. I think they early on established that the problem, or a problem, was Joe Philbin, that he wasn't going to be the answer as the head coach. Remember, they were 1-3 at the time. They're 4-5 now, so 3-2 under Dan Campbell, who was a surprise choice as the interim head coach, not at the top of a lot of people's head coaching lists. They definitely have the talent to compete. I was not a huge fan of the Ndamukong Suh signing. I don't mind Ndamukong Suh. I think he's a great football player. I think strangling your cap like that on one player is going to lead to problems somewhere along the lines. You know, and it also raises questions with everybody else in the locker room of what they're getting paid. I don't know that he could pay the returns that they would need him to pay to make that signing make sense. But beyond that, they've got some nice young receivers that aren't getting as much play right now, but Jarvis Landry and Rashard Williams look like they can be effective in this league for a while. Lamar Miller is a nice running back. The offensive line is better than it's been. Tannehill is the question. Some days he looks like a world beater. Other days he takes a step back. Remember, he was late to the position in college, but defensively, it's a first-rate defense. You know, Cameron Wake going down for the season really hurt them. So I don't think anything's getting blown up here. I think the question is, do they get a win now coach? And when I say that, you know, it's almost, I know John Fox, we talked about a rebuild, but the Bears went for John Fox because he'd been to two Super Bowls, because he had quick turnarounds. Is that the kind of guy they look for, or are they going to hire a first-time coordinator? Is that somewhere where Adam Gase will be looked at as the guy who can develop Ryan Tannehill? It'll be interesting. You know, so the problem I think there is that ownership is goofy. Steve Ross, I mean, he's smarter than me. He's made his billions. Michigan man, by the way. And yet he doesn't know anything about running an NFL team. And why he would bring Mike Tannenbaum down there to do it after Tannenbaum totally screwed up the Jets is another mystery to me. So I think that they've got as much problem in ownership and management as they do on the sidelines and on the field.
Wally in Frankfurt, you're on the score.
Hey, how good to be with you. I just have a couple quick questions. So, what do you think Coach Gase will do to incorporate Langford in with Forte when Matt returns from injury? That's one question. And more importantly, in regards to Mitch Unrein, do you think he's more of a poor man's Mike Hartenstein, or is he, you know, Dick Chipora 2.0?
What?
I didn't catch what came right before 2.0.
I don't know.
I can't hear a word you said.
Chipura.
Yeah,
that's what it
was. He's proving that he remembers random Bears. That's all.
Yeah, actually, Chipura was a tackle and Hartenstein was an end, but that's okay.
Hartenstein was also really good. And I think remembered because of who came after him and because of some bigger names and bigger personalities. He's a lot better and a lot more effective than a lot of people remember.
He's also one of the great guys you'd ever meet and one of the more underrated Bears of all time.
All time, yep.
Happened to be there at a time when they were going to invest first-round choices a couple years later in Dan Hampton and Al Harris and Refrigerator Perry. You know, they found Steve McMichael, who could have been a first-round pick. He was there at the wrong time, but a great football player. You know, what was the first part of the question?
Talking about Mitch Unrein.
Yeah, I thought something about what Gase was. Oh, with the running backs. Yeah, you know, the beauty of Langford and Forte is that they're interchangeable parts. I mean, they're the same player. Matt's a little bit bigger, but they both have the same strengths. I think that you probably prefer Langford a little bit inside. You might prefer Forte a little bit outside. Langford's got a little bit better, you know, long speed. They're both excellent receivers. Langford's doing a great job with blitz pickup. Matt's not as good as he used to be in pass protection. So I think you can put either one on the field in the same game plan. We did see once early they were out there together. I think that particularly
if Eddie Royal continues to be down and now we've got a new injury to Alshon Jeffery, you may see them in the game together at times to give them more options. You know, they could do some really fascinating things with Marcellus Bennett, Zach Miller, Langford, and Forte all on the field at the same time. A two tight end, two back look that you've not seen could be very innovative. And you've got all guys who can catch the football who are matchup problems. So I would look for some of that. But there's no guarantee yet that Forte will be back this Sunday. You know, my guess, knowing his history, is that he will, but we don't know that yet.
Here's Chris in Rockford. He's on the Score with Hub.
Hey, Hub. Thanks for taking my call. I was wondering if you had heard anything about Jeremiah Ratliff. Like, is he going to be okay? Are the Bears going to, I guess, support him with any sort of, like, mental health therapy, I guess you would say? Thanks a lot.
Well, the Bears and Ratliff are done. That separation is complete and final. The CBA does call for some post-career benefits if he is done playing football. All I know is that he is back at his home in Texas. He had kept a home in Texas while he was a Chicago Bear and continuing to rehab the injuries that he was battling and hoping to get another phone call. So I think the answer you're looking for is no. I don't expect the Bears to get involved in Jeremiah Ratliff's mental health.
Because they're simply not obligated to, and there are other avenues for him to get help if he needs it.
And mainly, as we know, guys, it's something he has to do. It's not something somebody else can do for
him. He has to want to.
Yeah.
Yep.
We have more coming with Hub. We got one line open. If somebody drops off, you can jump on. 312-644-6767. Good start. A lot more to come. Keep it here. Horace and Bernstein on the Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. The last man to have a triple-double for Michigan State was Magic Johnson. Denzel Valentine, whose dad played at Michigan State, messed around and put up his own triple-double. But what's more impressive is what Denzel Valentine said after the game. He thanked Tom Izzo for coaching him and coaching him hard. Valentine, who had wild shot selection and was a bit overweight, has figured it out and become a terrific all-around player. But we shouldn't just credit Tom Izzo. We should also credit his dad for allowing his son to be coached. So many things we do makes our athletes feel entitled, when the truth is that a little bit of hard work, a lot of coaching, and a ton of time in the weight room and in the gym and in the film room, and if you allow yourself to be coached in life and in sport, if you have some talent, it ends up rising to the top. Denzel Valentine gets it. Tom Izzo coached him up, and his dad allowed it all to happen. That's how it's supposed to work. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Come out for the Miller Lite's best seat in the house Monday night football party at Buffalo Wild Wings in Algonquin and Old Orchard Mall, starting at 7:30 p.m. Come out and register for a chance to sit front and center in a custom Buffalo Wild Wings pub table and chairs. You'll also receive $100 in free food for you and your friends, and you'll be qualified for the ultimate fan cave prize pack that includes the pub table and chairs and a 50-inch HD TV. Plus, win tons of other prizes. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Must be 21 to enter and present to win.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Terry Moore's here.
Hey there, Mattress Buddies. It's also Matt Abaticola.
And we would like you to introduce, to you our special new friend.
That's right. It's Mattress Firm. You're going to hear us talk about Mattress Firm quite a bit on the show. Good people. And not only that, but they are America's number one mattress retailer. They're also the home of America's most highly recommended mattress, the Tempur-Pedic.
And you know what you do? You hurry into Mattress Firm's year-end sale and shop early for Black Friday savings. And you can do this if you're wondering, where's a Mattress Firm? I live here. Is there one? Here's what you do. And I promise you, you'll find one. You go to mattressfirm.com, and you will find the store nearest you, and then you commence shopping.
Yeah, and I was just on mattressfirm.com looking around. They do offer same-day delivery. They have the 100-day happiness guarantee. So when you go into a store, you find a location nearest you. I'm going to mine in Vernon Hills this Saturday. Ask them about their 100-day happiness guarantee. You can shop for anything, any comfort level you want, any type of mattress you're looking for. They're going to find the perfect mattress to fit your body, your lifestyle, and your needs.
And they want you to sleep happy with 0% APR for 3 years. Here's what you do. You call 1-888-534-6894 for details about credit costs and terms. It's a terrific chance for you.
So go to mattressfirm.com to get all the details you need. You can shop ahead, then go to a store, talk to one of their expert salespeople to help you find out what mattress you really need in your life to sleep comfortably. You know, people don't change their mattress often enough, Terry. I think they say between 5 and 8 years you should change a mattress. Correct. And you never think about it. Yet, we all wake up tired, not feeling well. You don't get a good enough sleep at night. And yet, you do nothing to change your mattress. That's what you have to do. And that's what mattress firms want. They want you to sleep happy every night.
I'm doing it. I have to go a whole 100 yards to my nearest mattress firm.
Well, when we went to Northern Clybourne, I walked past like three of them.
I'm not kidding.
On Clybourne. Then there was a couple on North Avenue, and I'm like, man, they're all over the place because they want to make it easy for
you. You fall out of bed and you're there.
That's exactly right. And they want you to sleep in the right bed. So go to mattressfirm.com, find the store nearest you. Once again, it's mattressfirm.com.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Heads or tails, kick or receive, with the wind or against the wind, buy your friend a Bud Light, buy a stranger a Bud Light. Go to your team's bar, go to the opposing team's bar. Buy a round during the next truck commercial. Buy a round during the next Talking Duck commercial. If you're truly up for whatever this weekend, grab the perfect beer for whatever happens. Crisp, refreshing Bud Light. Make two plans and let the NFL coin toss make the call. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's time to beat the clock at Woodfield Nissan. You don't need to wait for Black Friday to get special doorbuster pricing. Now through November 30th, get doorbuster pricing on many new Nissans. Woodfield Nissan knows what it takes to be the number one volume Nissan dealer in the Midwest. They have to offer their lowest Nissan prices. That's why now through November 30th, you can buy a 2015 Nissan Altima. Doorbuster price for just $15,995. Or a 2015 Nissan Sentra. Doorbuster price just $13,995. Or get 0% APR financing for 72 months on every new Nissan in stock. Every Nissan model now interest-free for 6 years. This is your chance to save big during the Black Friday sales event going on now at Woodfield Nissan at Higgins and Gulf, the Midwest number one volume Nissan dealer, 1 mile west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall. Save time and money and choose from nearly 1,000 Nissans at WoodfieldNissan.com. Prices plus TTL. This is pre-driven stock number 35-1904A for Altima and P8344 Sentra. 0% APR, $13.89 per month for 1,000 borrowed, and is a dealer buy-down rate not to exceed $10,000 for qualified buyers.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Join both our pre- and post-game shows live from Chuck's Southern Comforts Cafe in Darien. First from 9 to noon, it's the Scores pregame show, starring Score football experts Hub Arkish, Dan Pompey, and Patrick Manley. Then it's the Mercy Hospital postgame show with former Bear All-Pro center Olin Kreutz, former Bear Pro Bowl tackle James Big Cat Williams, and Score football expert Hub Arkish. Heard directly after the game, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hi. Hub, I want you to put on your Draft Meister hat, which curiously resembles John Steed's bowler.
It's 5:23. You got a couple of minutes left with Hub at 312-644-6767. He's here for you as he is every Wednesday at 5.
He's here for Q on the north side on the Score.
Hey, Hub, long time no talk. You too. But listen, 2 weeks ago, the greatest song of all time celebrated its 40th birthday. That's right, I'm talking about Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. Other things that are 40, well, close to 40, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and Drew Brees. Once these three move on from the NFL, there's not going to be a lot in terms of quarterback talent or great passing talent. So I want you to put on your rulesmonger hat, because I know you keep it next to the draftmeister hat. What rules would you change at the collegiate, pro, and even high school level to encourage quarterback development?
I think Q got confused, guys. He thinks this, who you crapping. He actually wrote it out and read
it
for us.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, you
got
it.
That's all right. Not bad. Oh, gosh.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, rules changes. I mean, I haven't thought. I mean, you know, I suppose the rule change that I'd like to see the most probably wouldn't help quarterbacks. It'd probably hurt them, but I'd like to see defensive backs able to play pass defense. You know, I think that the game has already been skewed so far in favor of the passing game and against the defense that I'm not sure what you could do there. Some people think that the next big rule change coming is that they won't be allowed to hit the quarterback behind the line of scrimmage anymore. I can't imagine that'll happen.
Wait, who thinks that? Actual credible people?
Let me rephrase. I don't know if anybody thinks it, but you know, you've heard it discussed in terms of trying to protect them. Again, relevant to improving the quarterback play and the whole head trauma thing. It's not going to happen. At that point, you're not really playing the game anymore. I don't think it's about rule changes. I think it's about the fact that the NFL is not going to become a completely spread option or pistol or read option offense, and that's what too many of them are playing in college, and that's where so many of them are struggling. So I suppose they could establish their own quarterback camps, quarterback academies, things like that. But I don't know that there's anything you do with the rules that is going to allow for better quarterback play.
Bill in Bloomington, say hi to Hub. You're on the Score.
Hey, back in 2012, Jeff Fisher was considered a great hire by the Rams, but his teams have constantly underachieved outside of the one Super Bowl season, and this year's version is about as disciplined as the 80s Raiders. So do you think Fisher's job is in jeopardy? And if not, is it because he's moved with another franchise before that's moved city to city?
All right, now we're getting a lot of assumptions here. Now, first of all, the 80s Raiders were one of the great franchises of all time. And I don't know who the legions were who thought that Jeff was a great hire in St. Louis. He's a beloved ex-Bear. He's an 85 Bear. I get all that. But to me, he's one of the most puzzling, 16-year veteran coaches in the league, because he hasn't been very good. Even the Titans weren't always competitive, and he got to the one Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And as much as I like the guy personally, that was one of the worst coached football teams I've ever seen on Sunday. So I think the real jeopardy there is, and we may have touched on this yesterday, I'm not sure what the final result is, but I far and away think the favorite for Los Angeles is the Rams. I think they end up sharing a stadium with the Chargers in Englewood. You get out there, you commit a couple $1 billion between the relocation fee and the building of the stadium. You got a team with talent to win right now that's struggling. You don't want to bring that with you. So I suspect if the commitment is made to move, based on what we saw yesterday, unless there's a big change over the next 7 weeks, that Fish is probably in trouble in St. Louis.
Oren on the north side is on the Score.
Hello, gentlemen. Hello, Hub. The NFL loves to posture and proclaim at every opportunity that player safety is their number one priority and that they're doing everything possible to make the game safer. Considering that, has there been, and if not, should there be, any discussion of changing the rule that penalizes teams with timeouts after the 2-minute warning for injuries?
Not to my knowledge, or in a, you know, again, a slight assumption here. The NFL claims to be tremendously focused on player safety, but I don't think they'd go so far as to admit that's their number one priority. We know what their number one priority is. You know, you raise an interesting point. I guess what you're saying is you'd like to have not have teams penalized with timeouts for injuries in the final 2 minutes. It's a good point, actually. It's a fair question. I don't know how it makes the game safer. But it does seem kind of ridiculous that a team is getting penalized at a critical time for having a guy get hurt. I'm not aware of any conversation about it, though, is the best answer I can give you.
To Deerfield next, and Ricky on WSCR.
Hey, Evan, the Green Bay-Detroit game, I believe it was on Prater's second missed PAT when he missed it left. I noticed the ball was spotted for the extra point. It was spotted on the far left hash mark. I've never seen that before. I thought it's always put in the middle of the field. Does that change? Does the team get a choice of select where the ball gets spotted, or have I missed something?
That's a good question. I assumed it was spotted in the middle of the field as well. I've always seen
see
it spotted
yeah.
there. I don't know if they do have an option or if it was a mistake. It is interesting, though, guys. We are starting to see some impact from that move. You know, early in the season, it seemed like they were still gimmies. Nobody was talking about it. But there have been a number of games in recent weeks that have been impacted just by simple misses on those 32
Oh, that kept
yarders.
Them in the game. Yeah, that kept the Packers right there, right to the end because of those missed extra points.
It is an interesting rule change. But, you know, I'm not. I just assumed it was spotted between the hash marks as well. I've got to look into that one for you. I'm not sure.
Do you like the rule change, Hub?
I you know, at first I thought, what are you messing with it for? But yes, I mean, now that it creates one more element of skill, you know, I don't care that it kept the Packers in the game, you know, but I do think
it did, though.
Yeah, the more you can do to make these guys earn their victories, I'm okay with that. You know the one thing it hasn't done, though, yet? Everybody assumed there'd be more two-point attempts.
Yes.
I have to check the numbers. I don't think there have been.
We did assume that.
Yeah, and I don't think it's happened.
Steve is in Glen Ellen. He's on the score.
Hey, guys. Hub, question for you. Shea McClellan. Today at practice, Vic Fangio was praising Shea, and his quote was, "Shea's a stud." And, you know, when I think of a stud linebacker, I think of Luke Kuechly. And I just, you know, my question to you is his play improving? I mean, are you seeing a difference in his play? And are we going to see Shea back here next year?
Steve, the best answer I can give you is that in the first quarter Sunday, Shea McClellan played his best quarter of football as a Bear, and then he pretty much disappeared again in the last three quarters. You know, and so clearly Fangio has made him one of his guys. He's taken responsibility for it, saying that he acknowledged to us in training camp that a lot of folks thought maybe he should be outside. He thought he should be inside. They continue to praise you know, his preparation, the job he's doing, getting everybody in place, the job he's doing. But all you got to do is look at the tape or look at the stats, and he's not producing the way you need your stud inside linebacker to produce. So I think that, you know, this is where they're at now. I don't think we could begin to guess what they're going to do next year. You got to love Fangio, guys, because there was something else that happened today. It's not the first time it happened. Vic answers questions. he tells you he's not trying to hide anything. He made some reference to the fact that, you know, he was really proud of Shea because they were told he was out 4 to 6 weeks, and you know, he got back in three. And, well, I guess it was Potsy who said, "Wait a minute, we thought he was day to day."
Good for Potsy, too. That's the one guy that I can. He said, "Wait a second, we were told he was day to day."
Yeah.
Well, and what I love about it is when you're in those sessions with Fangio, he's not stopping to think, "Gee, what does Boss Fox want me to say?" I mean, he's being Vic Fangio. He's being a coach. He's an easy guy to talk to. We only get him once a week, but he's a pretty straight shooter when we do. And again, this is one of the reasons I keep coming back to. Everybody's so worried about Adam Gase leaving. I'm more worried about Vic Fangio leaving because he's more accomplished. He's ready. I believe that to me, it reminds me a little bit of Bruce Arians, to be honest with you.
Both of them go there.
Yeah,
huh?
I'd hate to see the Bears lose either one of them.
Right.
But people need to start paying attention because they're at risk with Fangio, too.
We have one more caller for you, Hub, and then we'll wrap it up. It's Walter in Waukesha on the score.
Yeah, you know, I was about to say the same thing about Fangio. You know, Hub, I noticed that, like, a team will get down the field that first drive, that they'll score on the Bears in that first drive, and then it's lights out. It seems like with the defense after that. Is it something that he sees when, you know, he gets a blueprint of what they're doing, and then, you know, after that, then he knows what they're doing, and then he just puts the brakes on the team? You know, I don't know. Can you explain that for me?
Well, yeah, Walter, I think he is a great scheming, planning coach. I think he's as good as any in the league. If I hear one more ignorant TV commentator talk about Vic Fangio liking to blitz, Vic Fangio almost never blitzes. He sends four. You just never know which four he's sending, and that's what makes him different from the way everybody else plays the 3-4. It's one of the things that really separates him. The other thing is that I think their halftime adjustments have been outstanding.
Me
now,
too.
What happened on Sunday is it was McClellan who stepped up after that first drive. I mean, he made three big plays on the next two possessions that I thought turned the football game. That wasn't an adjustment so much as a guy stepping up and being the difference. So, but yes, what separates Vic Fangio, actually, to me, it's one of the best matchups of the Sunday. I haven't anybody mentioned yet, but Wade Phillips and Vic Fangio, I think, may be the two best 3-4 coaches in the league right now. They're two of the best of all time, and it's because of the way they use hybrid sequences and they adjust their schemes. And you know, clearly right now, Phillips has got more talent to work with, but it's going to be a great chess match, even though they're not against each other. Watching them work against the opposing offense this Sunday is going to be a lot of fun.
All right, Hub, once again, you've stolen all of our best callers. We will talk to you next week, my friend.
All right, guys, have a good weekend.
You too.
Scoreboard update.
It's 5:34 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rose and Hyundai Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. We're just about 10 minutes away from the announcement of the NL Cy Young Award winner, the Cubs' Jake Arrieta, one of three finalists, along with Clayton Kershaw and Zach Greinke. Meanwhile, Houston's Dallas Keuchel has been named the Cy Young Award winner for the AL. NL Manager of the Year Joe Maddon told Spiegel and Goff today that he's excited to see what the Cubs' offseason will bring.
All that stuff is different for me. I really haven't not spoken with Bill yet to the point where we have absolutely drawn or he's given me the game plan for the wintertime. But it's nice to be in that position to be able to think about something great to have a Christmas wish list and actually go out there and attempt to get it.
Bulls are on the road in Phoenix tonight to take on the Suns. Coach Fred Hoiberg called Derrick Rose extremely doubtful for tonight, thanks for that sprained ankle, adding that Kirk Heinrich will likely start if Rose can't go. Blackhawks also kicked out of the UC for the next 10 days or so while the circus is in town. They're in Edmonton tonight. Corey Crawford was the first goalie off the ice at the morning skate. He likely gets the start and goal. Puck drops at 9:30. Matt Forte was back practicing with the Bears today at Hallis Hall, though he was limited as his return to playing nears. Elshon Jeffrey also limited. He's now suffering from both a groin and a shoulder injury. Pernell McPhee and Eddie Royal still not practicing. The Bears announced they've signed cornerback Terrence Mitchell to the practice squad. This scoreboard update is also brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, Chicagoland's Big Green Egg Superstore. Join 670 The Score's Dan Bernstein and Barry Rosner for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour Friday at another round in Downers Grove from 1 to 6 p.m. Come check out the broadcast, score some Bud Light swag, and enter to win a pair of Bulls tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Well, I'll say it's a different offseason for Joe Maddon in Tampa. They just said, we'll check with you in the spring and see who we traded. I mean, that's or we couldn't pay. That's basically was his offseason.
Yeah, but at least you're not hearing what you're hearing from the White Sox. Well we don't really have a plan because we don't know what any plan's going to be. Well, we're calling him A, B, and C, but
yeah, we'll
we talk every day, but he hasn't told me what we're doing yet. So until he figures it out, I can't tell you anything. If you're just joining us, some really just bizarre stuff from Kenny Williams today.
We'll find Scott for tomorrow.
Just
what are we
bizarre.
Doing tomorrow? We can find Scott.
Well, we're packed tomorrow, though. Remember, we've got all our Thursday stuff. And
Ryan Billick
and Ian Eagle is joining us tomorrow. And
who are you crapping?
Oh, that's tomorrow right, Ian Eagle. We've got to give him some grief.
Yeah, well, and last week, who are you crapping was tremendous.
It was
really,
yeah,
really good.
I was shocked, but it was.
So we're hopeful that it can be really good once again if everybody takes the time to say, all right, look, I'll instead of sending it to Bernstein and having him read it, I'm actually going to call in and take the 2 minutes it takes. We get through them really fast. There's not a lot of sitting around, and you know, when we go to the first bank, the second bank, you call in, you sit on hold for a little bit, you do it, you entertain people, it's fun. But yeah, our Thursdays are busy.
Okay, well, I just want to know a little bit more how that happens. You have the president and general manager going, I don't know what he's doing. He hasn't told me. What? Well, wait a minute. You're the one who invented the 3-year plan.
The executive vice president who
you should know
who told us this was a 3-year plan.
Yeah,
now
well,
says
tell me.
He doesn't know the plan because the general manager hasn't figured out the plan and no one's told him, even though they talk every day, because you don't know the plan until you can know the plan.
I'm telling you.
Is Mark Trestman running the White Sox?
I think he's next up.
Is he?
Well, I'm pretty sure the Ravens are going to be done with him. I'm pretty sure.
Because that's what it's like. It's like,
I mean, it's like, dude, what are you talking about? Just say, I mean, you can say anything. You know, you're in an organization where a lot of people have a lot of bad feelings about, and they don't trust you, and they're not, you know. So don't think of something better. I don't know why I haven't talked to him. I don't know what he's doing. We'll see. You started it.
And then he says, well, I know it sounds confusing. Well, yeah, it sounds confusing.
You started it, though. You're the one who said the three. Nobody said anything about a three-year plan. Stick to your story. Say, yeah, you know what? We're in the middle of this, and we're working on it. We're trying. There's things that we need to do here, obviously.
At least give the impression. Give the appearance you know what you're doing. Yeah, and who's really doing it.
Baseball 101.
What I don't understand, even if you really genuinely have no idea what the hell is going on in your organization, say there are all kinds of options for our team right now that we feel can put us in the best position to win a World Series. We're evaluating everything in real time and constantly talking, and everything that we do is geared toward that goal.
And again, you invented the three-year plan. You have to stick with it.
Because he made it up.
Yes.
Out of whole
you
cloth.
You made it up out of whole cloth. You can't say, I don't know. Well, wait a minute. You said it was 3 years, so what's year two?
Or is it now you've decided to scuttle the three-year plan?
Well, that'd be okay, too. Then you don't have to say the rest of that nonsense and sound like a fool.
You know, when we get done, you know what's next?
What's
next?
You
know what's coming up at 6?
No.
Basketball. Illinois at Providence.
Oh.
Illinois at Providence.
Oh.
And then right after that, Chris Ranji. Until midnight.
And oh, that's better than anything.
And then Les Grobstein.
Oh, what a night. Oh, what a night.
I was waiting for you to break into song at the drop of a hat.
Dude, stay tuned for that transition segment.
Ranji, are they going to do a shift change?
They better.
Ranji and Les?
I'm putting it out there. I'm starting the campaign.
And the horse
I want
them
to.
On them.
I want them to.
I want them to also.
And listening, Chris.
And we're going to record it.
Yep.
And then we're going to listen to
talk
it.
Talk to Les.
And by the way, Chris Sale finished fourth in AL Cy Young voting. We should know momentarily whether or not Jake Arrieta completes the three-day award sweep for the Cubs here. If not, it'll go to somebody deserving. I don't really think there's an injustice to be done.
No, there's
between
not.
Kershaw,
I have a
Greinke
feeling it's Greinke, but we'll see.
Yeah, we shall see. Arrieta had a great second half.
He did.
And again, it doesn't matter what happened in the playoffs. The votes were in then. So as we know, if we get it during the break, we will break in and let you know.
Tell you.
So you can keep it right here on The Score.
Molly here from the Molly and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Up next for the 4 and 5 Bears, it's the team John Fox knows a little bit about. The Denver Broncos. We've got all the specifics and breaking news leading up to game time. So keep it here on Sports Radio 6-7 of The Score at 6-7ofthescore.com, Chicago's own.
Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. Jake'sMintChew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Mortgage. Meet Nancy.
How are we doing today?
Called to secure a VA loan with the entitlement she earned stationed in Iraq. And after thanking Nancy for her service, David explained the benefits of VA loans, like financing 100% of the purchase price, no PMI, and being able to receive a seller's closing cost credit for up to 4% of the purchase price. David also introduced Nancy to his team of real estate experts, which includes a realtor to help her locate a home, a real estate attorney, and a home inspector. If you are a veteran purchasing a home who wants to work with a trustworthy, knowledgeable lender in the mortgage business that respects you, your fellow veterans, and everybody currently serving our country, call David now. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License E4358, licensed by DBO under California RMLA and MLS 19186. Pearlmortgage.com/license.
The Hooters Calendar Girls are coming to town, and we'd love to meet you.
Meet the 2016 Hooters Calendar Girls in person at all Chicagoland area locations this week. Visit OriginalHooters.com for dates and times. The Hooters Calendar makes a great gift. Better yet, get one for yourself. Or support Operation Calendar Drop, and we'll send it to the troops. Plus, get $75 in coupons with every purchase.
Don't miss your chance to meet the 2016 Hooters Calendar Girls this week. Visit OriginalHooters.com for dates and times. Come see us. We can't wait to meet you.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now that Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half doubles their money and wins instant cash.
Sushi, tacos, burgers, salads, there's something for everyone at Hub 51, Chicago's hottest restaurant, located at 51 West Hubbard in River North. Hub51Chicago.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Restrictions apply. Hey, Chicago, ready to switch to Sprint? Sprint will pay off every dime of your old phone or contract via American Express reward card when you turn in your phone. Visit Sprint.com/Chicago Network to learn more. It's time to move forward and switch to Sprint today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And at 546, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And let me just say this, because we are not talking to anybody, because we have like a basketball game coming your way. This shift change is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. A fan four-pack includes 4 tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn, starting at only $89. Because I can't talk to Illini basketball. They do not want to talk to me.
And your American League Cy Young winner, Dallas Keuchel, is speaking live now on television. He kept that awful beard.
Did he really?
He looks like a complete idiot.
Does he? Well, that's why he had the beard.
Seriously.
Looks like an idiot?
He looks like an idiot. What is he doing? This has got to stop. This whole thing. You got to stop.
Giant beard?
It's got to stop.
Really?
It has to. I thought that the baseball went through a spasm of this like 10 years ago.
It did.
And then every once in a while they do it. What? Why?
I thought so too. And then I looked around this, and there they were. They were just, and you know, and Arrieta shaved like a day after the season ended.
Yeah, but Arrieta's was never like this. It wasn't
that, but it was
weird,
pretty, you know.
I mean, you know, like we love the, see, we love the Amish. The Amish love this show. We're huge.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Oh, are you kidding me? They listen to it on their buckboard.
Are you kidding? I mean, it's amazing. I mean, they podcast it. They listen to it. They're going to be tuning in on December 2nd for the Quote of the Year show. We might have a special Amish category. We found out because when we did our shows from Union Station, that there were Amish people,
contingent.
Lots of Amish people. They love their trains, and there are a lot of Amish people walking by, and they just love the show.
Tip their hat to me.
Always. Yep. Get a huge kick out of it. Mennonites, not so much, but the Amish, absolutely. But, and if, because, I mean, and Dallas Keuchel has kind of got that going on there, but he's not Amish. So to all of our Amish listeners, and we know a lot of the Amish, they love the radio.com app on their smartphones. And
how about the Adam? You mean like the Adam LaRoche look you didn't like either?
No.
I mean, didn't that look weird? I mean, he's so odd anyway, and then he spends the whole season with this I don't know what that season was, but it was just bizarre.
The problem I had with Adam LaRoche was that he was horrible at baseball.
Yeah, he was. Which is, by the way, a characteristic that seems to follow White Sox free agent acquisitions.
Well, because they're getting them after they've stopped being good.
And he has is he still under contract? Is he not?
Yes.
Oh,
and
baby.
I love the fact. Did you see that it briefly made news this morning that David Ross is probably going to retire after this year?
Yeah.
Of course, he's going to retire after this year. Have you been watching him? Look at him. What did he say? No, I think I'm primed for another big contract.
See, at least he's not Peyton Manning. He knows.
Yes,
he knows. Baseball players, actually, as tough as it is for them too, know. A lot of them have known over the years.
Strike it rich at 40.
Well.
Batting .160. Somebody's going to plunk down guaranteed baseball money. Come on. I couldn't believe it was a story. Like, I thought when you simply saw how much was remaining on his contract that you could kind of intuit that would be the end.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I just found it odd that it was on there, but I thought, oh, that's nice.
Well, I misread it first because I thought the story was that he was retiring even with a year left on his deal, that he was simply done. You know, remember we talked to him, he talked about his off seasons. He had to work harder in his off seasons now as he's gotten older.
Yeah,
and then
enjoyable.
And then I thought, wait a second. I said, oh, okay, well, good for him. And he's hanging it up. And then I looked at it again. I said, well, the story is that he's going to play out his guaranteed multi-million dollar contract and then retire.
Hell yeah.
When he should retire.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're like Dan Heron's like, I'm done. That's the last pitch I ever threw.
Right away, he said, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm not playing baseball anymore. Goodbye. It's been great. So long.
Isn't that funny? I mean, yeah, I don't know what it is. I guess they just know that. Yeah, and, well, you know, you sort of get, but Peyton Manning embarrasses himself every time he plays quarterback. So I don't know how he doesn't know. And, you know, Dan Heron knows that even though he did have, what was his last outing? That was pretty good, as I recall. One near the end was like no runs, and he was like, "Holy crap, what happened?" But I mean, he knew it anyway. He had talked about it during the season that this was probably going to be it, that he was going to be done. At what is he, 35 or 36, whatever he is, that he knew it. I mean, I don't get it. Why everybody in the world knows it except you, Peyton?
I don't know.
Why does everybody know it except you?
Because I think he knows it.
He just doesn't want to talk about it?
He just doesn't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Jake Arrieta has won the NL Cy Young Award.
Wow, I thought he'd be second. Okay.
That is a sweep of the awards so far. So now...
A mighty, mighty coup.
Now the Cubs have the Rookie of the Year, the Manager of the Year, and the NL Cy Young winner. It is indeed Jake Arrieta.
That's it. It's over. It's all over.
And don't forget, tomorrow, look for Theo to say he don't know what Jed Hoyer's doing.
We got a bunch of plans, and we don't know, because he hasn't told me anything. How the hell am I supposed to know? Because you know how this is. It's confusing, but you're trying to do something, you can't do it, and you got to do something else. But he doesn't really seem to know. We talk all the time, so don't ask me.
Kenny. Shift Change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. A fan four-pack includes four tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn, starting at only $89. Some quick thank yous.
We thank Big Cat Williams. We thank Mark Shanowski. We thank Hub Arkish and Zach Zaidman.
Fun day today.
Yeah, it was good.
We thank our crack production staff, Mr. Matt Abaticola.
You like that? You like that?
I do. He's red hot. I love Matt Abaticola, and he's Dale Jr., you know. Oh, yeah, he's eliminated. The best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Bears, they have had a player suspended for a month, Teo Bevilucci.
We thank everyone for calling, emailing.
Next thing.
We will do it all over again tomorrow. Our usual Thursday package. Yep.
Hi, buddy.
Got a chance. That's right. Tomorrow night at 5 to be good. Keep it going. We like it where it was. All right, everybody have a terrific night. Illini basketball is coming your way. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Cub fans, a big congratulations to Jake Arrieta for winning the Cy Young Award.
He not only wins 20 games, he hits balls out of the park.
From all of us at Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, your new radio home for Cubs baseball.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto-refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto-refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Stuff your stockings with big savings at Lowe's. Hurry in today for a jump start on great Black Friday deals for your home. Like a DeWalt 80-piece drill bit set and bag, now only $19.97. Plus, get your choice of a Bosch drill or mechanics tool set, both only $99. Don't miss out on all the great deals happening right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 11/19 through 11/25 on items 623067, 573344, and 752219 only. While supplies last, see store or Lowe's.com for details, U.S. only.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one?
Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. And then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential.